I'm talking now with Karin Wiedemeyer, co-founder and executive director of a very special North Idaho treasure, the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, one of the organizations that makes Sandpoint a special arts community. Good morning, Karin, and welcome.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Sandpoint.
Last time we talked on the radio was in May. And I'm sure there are new things to announce the whole summer program and talk about. But first, because we always have new listeners, just a brief outline picture of what the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint is, why this educational and arts organization is so important to our community.
So we were founded 13 years ago, which is quite amazing, actually. We're kind of a garage story. We started with just 8 students and in the back room of a dance studio. Meanwhile, we are now owning the 110 Main Street building. We are an accredited school for performing arts. We teach really from voice opera to violin, cello, really just about any and every imaginable instrument. We teach at close to 250 or 300 students on site, and then with our various outreach programs, we are teaching close to 500 students. And we have 23 instructors and 2.5 administrators. We have our new music director, Dr. Matt Goodrich. So we have definitely grown. We were able to purchase our building in 2019 with the help of community members. And I will say we of course there's a mortgage on there, but still it's now our home, permanent home. And really it's been just moving forward over the last 13 years. Very exciting journey.
Amazing journey, actually. Quite amazing that Sandpoint has an accredited music academy conservatory. It's a big deal. I just know that for sure. You mentioned a new music director, Dr. Matt
Goodrich.
Tell us a little bit about him.
So Dr. Matt Goodrich, he received his doctorate in the piano. He joined us last year. It was really a coincidence that he came to Sandpoint in November, and he had heard about us. He walked in, and it was well, we really need to work together. John had already announced that he was moving, leaving our area. So we knew we were needing to find someone to replace that position. He also is an Alexander Technique specialist, which is really something unique and part of the performance spectrum. So he's been an incredible addition to our school. He's fully on board now, and I look forward for everyone who's interested in working with him, not just in Alexander Technique, but also piano, then to come and see us. He's an absolute capacity.
Does he have the capacity to do the performances that you do with your different students? Is he a conductor?
He's not a conductor per se. Right now, actually, just to loop around, our incoming guest conductor is going to be Jan Pellant. We're working together with Coeur d'Alene, and actually Matt is also part of the Coeur d'Alene staff. The Coeur d'Alene, we are the, I will say, inspiration and mentors of the Coeur d'Alene Conservatory. Matt gave a fantastic concert there last night, and he's helping us to increase traffic between those two communities. So, which just creates a larger platform for us to play on, right? And we're also mentoring a startup in Boise. So, and it's in just, right? We're just not stopping. So it's really, really a fantastic journey and to communicate with other music communities on that way and to really inspire and insist on collaboration. And there are just tremendous benefits.
Well, when I think about everything that's going on, but any time in our history or our times, more music is always better. That's all I can say. And the Music Conservatory collaborating with Coeur d'Alene and eventually Boise and mentoring new music conservatory is just a good thing.
For sure. It is, you know, I say we're creating the culture of culture, and the more we can draw in, the better, especially during times of crises. We really have to secure that we nurture the creative minds that are the solution finders of the future. So we are kind of a hatchery for, you know, the creative thinker. Really, really important is that we take care of that, but also that we take care of our ability to self-express, so we don't become, we don't turn that energy against ourselves and become self-destructive. So I always say that self-expression is the antidote to self-destruction.
I think that's incredible, and I 100% agree with you. Thank you for that. You just made my day. And so there's a lot going on since May that we talked about. What's new at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint? I know that you have something new on the side of the building.
So, right. So we've been dreaming about this for quite some time, is that we get to open our new fire doors. Well, first of all, we had to raise the funds for the fire doors. And there goes a thank you to all the community members who have participated. And we finally, 3 weeks ago, we finished the process to put the new fire doors in. And we got to raise them for our first concert, and it was 108 degrees outside, which, like, well, really, this is not the day to abandon air conditioning inside, but we couldn't remove our finger from the button. We had to press the button, and it was really a lot of fun. So we hope to get to press the button for those beautiful doors to swing open many more times. We are about to create a Bell Series concert. For those of you who've heard me in May, we had just recovered the Bell. And so the Bell right now lives at the museum, right? And by the next to the caboose, come and visit it, see it, it's fabulous. And when you are there, go and see all the beautiful things that you can find in the museum that reminds us of the history of this area. Because we are dedicated to remodeling this building to show it in its original glory and beauty. So we have just taken on while, you know, putting the doors in to create access and share that experience with the community, because it will take all of us maintain this building for the future generations to enjoy, which is now, you know, as we are looking at what is happening around us, brings new challenges to our doorsteps, but we are committed to do this. And it really will give as much community access as we can even imagine. And I imagine a lot, as you may know about me.
Absolutely do know that, because look what you've done. I just want to back up just to 2 points. So you have these beautiful fire doors that you showed me the other day and you let me out of. They're really something. They're not just a garage door. They're insulated, really beautiful and smooth. But there's a goal to having this ability to open up into this performance center onto the street. Give us a little picture of what you envision that ultimately to be. Not when it's 100 degrees, but other times.
Right. Well, we had our Bell concert outside when it was hailing and we saw ourselves through. So, you know, I think we're just kind of getting used to all the things that are thrown at us. But we are going to have a seating area in front of the doors. So that's going to be sponsored by the Rotary Club. And that should be, I think we're looking somewhere at the end of July and August that we're talking about having these in place. So the public or anybody wandering by can come and hear the see activities that we are sharing. It could be rehearsals and then, of course, official recitals and concerts. But also, POAC is using that space as a gallery. And this is, again, this wonderful opportunity of immersion that comes to fruition through collaboration. So students or somebody from the public, they can come in, they can see the artwork while they're hearing music. They can sit outside with a cup of coffee and just relax. And really, then I think it's going to be a very organic process of how arts and culture just kind of begins to, flow out of this building into the streets and all around.
It's a beautiful way of sharing and letting the public integrate into really not just the Music Conservatory, but what is being created in the moment. It's
right.
Not music. It's a special thing. It is a good thing for humans to experience. And for some people, it may be the first time. I want to back
and to,
up. Go ahead.
And to not have any barriers. You know, I know sometimes it's okay, well, we're going to go to a concert, or we're going to go to these things. And there's kind of an effort and a process involved. But here, we're actually hoping that when we're opening the doors, to remove all of these barriers and to just have the public be a part of it. It's just part of your environment. You don't have to necessarily go there. It will come to you. It will come alongside you, and it'll be there and part of your day-to-day experience as you're going to downtown.
Fantastic. I just want to back up again. You mentioned the bell, but we didn't really mm-hmm. say what that bell is. It's something historic. It's at the museum down at Lakeside Park now. But what is the bell?
So the bell actually has a crazy story behind it, but apparently the city has been looking for the bell that belongs to this building for a fairly long time. It's about 112 years old, the original bell, and it was close to a miracle that we found it as I was on my way. So there was an article in the Daily Bee, and I think many people actually read it. We were collaborating with a museum, which we're still doing on many different levels, by the way. And the Daily Bee said, the mystery about the bell, we are looking for the bell because we were dreaming that it needs to go back up on our building. And as I was driving to Costco to buy toilet paper, I had a check in my pocket. I pull over for a cup of coffee and I read a little message that says, we found the bell. And for those of you who know that my academic background is not opera, but archaeology, that was just an unbelievable, really. So to me, it was like finding the Holy Grail of Sandpoint. I ended up using that check not to buy toilet paper, but the bell on the same day. So originally, the owner was hesitant to sell it in the past. It lived in an kind of outside antique estate by the exit of Medical Lake. And many people probably have seen it. They just didn't know it was our bell. It was next to the little spacecraft on a 272 Medical Lake exit. So there was next to the landmark. So now we were able to bring it to Sandpoint with the help of other community members. And right now, until we're ready to lift it up, which is part of the plan to rebuild the bell tower, also to rebuild the cupola and to put a carillon in there. So that is, we have somebody who is coming alongside us to help us fund this endeavor. And, you know, with all that is going on, of course, those timelines are difficult to predict right now, but it will go back up, that I promise you.
The original bell that was on the old City Hall and Fire Station. Now,
yes.
Sandpoint Music Conservatory, that bell will be back up there someday. And
yes.
Instead of fire doors for fire engines, fire doors to invite the community to listen and participate. Fantastic. What great work. What a vision you've had, Karin. Thank you so much. So let's talk a little bit about, you've got a bunch of stuff going on right now. You have Summer Academy, you have performances coming up, and in the fall, sometime, you have Songfest. So why don't you delve into all of that?
So our Summer Academy is starting on Monday, actually, and it's a four-week program that we've been building to expand on that includes orchestra. This year, the guest conductor is Jan Pallant, who is originally from Prague, but he's conducting the orchestra in Coeur d'Alene. So we are very excited to have him. We have Sylvia Ranette as a beginning conductor, and then Jan will step in to take the advanced orchestra. We have a fantastic piano camp. We have the Wizard of Oz with Kelly Gray. We have percussion, and it's really just a beautiful offering and performance enhancing classes, music theory, and so forth. And musical games are part of the electives. So there, and we're completely full. And we look forward to expand next year. I know we've been looking to work with Spokane, but also with Coeur d'Alene now. And I think it'll just be just an increasingly rich opportunity for young musicians to have a really high caliber, yet very affordable experience. And that is always the importance, is that we don't have financial barriers set in front of high quality learning experiences. So for to help with that, you know, with funding the Songfest, is a brainchild of Tom Shepard, who is a creator of our event here in Sandpoint, and it brings together well-known songwriters to perform their pieces in a more intimate settings. And it's actually really wonderful. These pieces have been collectively written, and then they get shared with you know, an audience, but it's not a huge audience, but it's a little more intimate because the focus is the poetry of the music, not just music itself, but it requires really listening, active listening. And the Songfest is going to be September 16th to 18th. The funds go to the school. And if you would like to know a little more, go to sandpointsongfest.com. Sandpointsongfest.com. Or, of course, you can call us at 208-265-4444, certainly.
That sounds like a lot of stuff going on, as that is your mission. And one other thing, we just have a few more minutes. We want to get in. We kind of mentioned about eventually putting the pergola or the cupola on the tops, just so the bell has a home. But what other renovations are you, I mean, you bought the building and it needed a lot of work. I know that the performance area has some tasks ahead. What's going on with renovations?
So I'd like to, so our first goal is, of course, now is to complete Little Carnegie. And Little Carnegie, so when the fire doors open into Little Carnegie, which is, you know, a decent space right now, but we need to bring it back to or make it all that it can be. And that is opening up the ceiling, removing a wall, and then creating a little stage space. It will host about 70 to 85 people, so it's a little bit more intimate. However, it's really perfect for conservatory, you know, for recitals and more kind of micro events. we're working on enhancing the acoustics, of course. We have this fabulous piano in there, the Bösendorfer, which is a world-class caliber, and it's really wonderful then to offer this piano a much nicer space. And then, of course, also for our students to enjoy a real recital hall. And, of course, share that with the public.
And if you need a bigger venue, you have the Panada almost across the street.
Right. So. Exactly. So that's exactly, it's kind of, you know, in the downtown area, this is a really nice fit because we can have these relationships of, you know, where we work together and we have the spaces that we need and they're all ready to go.
Right. So you said that the Summer Academy is full. You have performances probably that will happen. Anything that you have scheduled yet from the Summer Academy?
So the performances are happening. So there are two sessions to the academy, and there is they're at the end of the first session, which is on the last Friday in July. I have to look at my calendar. My apologies.
Last Friday in July is the 30th.
The 30th. Mm-hmm. Is it? 6 o'clock at the Hartwood Center is a Wizard of Oz. Then we also have the piano camp, which I believe is at 4:30 at the conservatory. And then afterwards, the second Friday in August, we are going to the orchestra at 1 o'clock is performing here at the conservatory, and on Sunday during the arts and crafts fair they are performing at 4 o'clock. So there's really, we're with all the arts and crafts activities that are happening in downtown, we are part of that larger picture, and we will post the exact dates also for everyone to see.
Those fire doors are perfect for this idea of performing during the arts. Mm-hmm. You can just open up those doors and have music coming out. Well, go ahead.
Oh, and it's just also to shelter our musicians, because sometimes, you know, it is just too hot outside, or it rains, or so it's kind of nice that we have that that way for them to stay in that safe place.
We've done a remarkable job, Karin. It sounds like the stars are the limit. Anything can, if you can conceive it, or if someone can think about it and imagine it, and it has something to do with integrating the community, collaboration, and the beauty of live performance and music, you're up for it. So how lucky are we? We're very fortunate to have the Music Conservatory here in Sandpoint. I need to emphasize that just because I know. So anything else you want to say before we say goodbye?
Well, I do. I want to say, of course, the sky is the limit, but it takes all of us to hold the sky up. So to all communities who are helping, all community members, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's been a pleasure for talking with you, and anything that CareFY can do to support you in the arts and the Music Conservatory and the students, let us know. Great job. Take good care. Thanks for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Susie.